Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study the precious Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the Word of God together today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of John, chapter number 16, and we're continuing our study on the subject dealing with trials. We've spent the entire week looking at this subject, and the Lord willing, I want to finish it today. I trust God has used this and will use it to be a blessing to the hearts and lives of you, the listener. Monday, we spent the day reviewing and setting the foundation for our study. And then on Tuesday, I preached on the subject, God tests us with trials to develop us for Christian service. We saw in the book of James, chapter number 1, where that God will use the trial of our faith to develop our patience. That's in verse number 3. Then in verse number 4, we saw that God will use the trial of our faith to develop our perfection. And then in verse number 5, we saw that God will use the trial of our faith to develop our praying. And again, I emphasize, I am convinced that God will bring trials into the life of His people that will bring them to the end of their self. They will come to the place where they admit to God they do not know how to handle the situation, and they must have God's help. And when they do it, it is as though the Lord said, that's where I've been trying to get you to all the time. Now you're to the place that I can help you. So God allows the trials of our faith to come into our life to develop us for Christian service. Then we saw on Wednesday's broadcast how that the Lord would allow things to come into our life. And the purpose of the things was to display through us a Christ-like similarity. As we looked at those things in Romans chapter 8, verse number 28, we saw the puzzling incidents. And we know that all things, and what he speaks about here is the expression that we're familiar with. When something happens that we cannot explain, it did not need to happen, it should not have happened, and we just simply exclaim, well, it's just one of those things. That's what God is speaking about here in our life. Those puzzling incidents, we cannot tell why they happened to us. But we saw in the Word of God that God allows these puzzling incidents, these things, to come into our life to display through us a Christ similarity. God has predetermined that He be able to look into the life of each of His children and see the image of the Lord Jesus Christ in Him. We are predestined to be conformed to the image of His dear Son. And we learn that God uses this process of working these things together to display through us a Christ similarity. So we see that the trial of our faith comes to develop us for Christian service. We saw that the things come in our life to display through us a Christ similarity. And then we saw on yesterday's broadcast that God allows His people to suffer thorns. And the reason we suffer thorns is to demonstrate to us Christ's sufficiency. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, we saw the purpose of the thorn revealed. Paul said, unless I should be exalted above measure, there was given me a thorn in the flesh. In verse number 8 of 2 Corinthians 12, we saw Paul's prayer for the thorn's removal. He besought the Lord thrice. Three times he asked the Lord to remove the thorn. But then in verse number 9, we saw the prophet, the benefit of the thorn recognized. It's like God said to Paul, I am not going to remove the thorn, but I'll tell you what I will do. I will take your hand in mine, and I'll take my other hand, and I'll get some of the balm of Gilead, and I will just rub over that thorn, and you will get so carried away by my presence and by my working with your thorn in the balm of Gilead. You get to the place you'd rather have the thorn and have my presence and my power than not have the thorn and not have me. When Paul recognized that, he exclaimed out in a loud voice, most gladly, therefore, would I rather glory in my infirmity, that the power of God may rest upon me. So God allows us to suffer the trials of our faith, to develop us for Christian service. He allows us to suffer things to display through us a Christ similarity. And then he allows us to suffer thorns to demonstrate to us Christ's sufficiency. And then for our final thought, we come to the book of John, chapter number 16 and verse number 33. Here the word of God said, these things have I spoken unto you, that you might have peace. Notice the rest of the verse. In this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Not only do God's people suffer trials, not only do God's people suffer thorns, not only do God's people suffer things, but God's people suffers tribulation. Now the word that is translated tribulation here is an interesting word, having many meanings. But if you were to go to a Bible dictionary and look them up, one of the meanings of this word, tribulation, is our word, pressures. You see, we do suffer pressures. And we live in a day of more pressure, perhaps, than we've ever known as children of God. And it's not just one pressure, singular, but it's many pressures. We're pressed on every side. And it comes to us from every angle. And as a child of God, sometimes we wonder, why are these things happening to me? It's like this. You're living the Christian life, and all of a sudden, here's pressure from one angle. Then there's pressure from another angle. And then something else happens, and something else happens. And it's almost like pressures have wrapped around you, like a rainbow or like a horseshoe, and they're just encompassing you and compressing you in a closer radius. Everything that happens puts more pressure on you. And you say, preacher, why does God allow these pressures to come on my life? Well, I can tell you why. He allows the trials to come to develop us for Christian service. He allows the things to come to display through us a Christ similarity. He allows the thorns to come to our life to demonstrate Christ's sufficiency. But he allows the tribulation, the pressures to come to drive us to Christ's side. I tell you, friend, when you get under enough pressure, you'll take time to pray. You'll run to the arms of Jesus and fall upon his breast. And you may do some weeping and sobbing, but you'll do some tarrying there in his arms. And you'll stay there with him. It's a shame we fallen human beings, whom God in his mercy saved by his grace, but we're so prone to wonder. We're so prone to stay away from God until God puts the pressures on our life. As I looked at these pressures, I'm reminded I grew up on the farm, and I know what it is to try to drive a calf into a barn. and one person cannot hardly do it. You put one person behind that calf driving it in, and he'll dart off to the left and take off back to the pasture, or he'll turn to the right and take off. And in order to get that calf in that barn, you've about got to get enough people around there to circle him, where there's no escape, where there's no breakthrough. And if God just allowed one pressure point to be put on us, we'd kick out to the left side. We'd turn off to the right. So God has to just put pressure from every angle and keep closing it in on us to drive us to the side of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we see that we suffer tribulation to drive us to the side of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, friend, as children of God, oh, and I wish it were not so, but it's a true fact. There is the self life that draws us away from Christ. Friend, you do not just drift and drift closer to God. And your flesh does not draw you closer to Christ's side. We get so wrapped up in ourselves that this calls us away from God, and this demands our attention, and this calls for our time, and it draws us away from the Lord Jesus Christ. The self-life draws us away, but the Savior's love draws us back to the side of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's the pressure, but oh, thank God, there's the proclamation. He said, be of good cheer. And there is the provision. He said, I have overcome the world. And therefore, he's made us overcomers. The Bible said in the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse number 4, this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So Christ allows these sufferings to come, not to destroy us, but to develop us. Christ learned obedience through the things he suffered. So do we. Christ learned opposition through the things he suffered. So do we. And Christ learned opportunity through the things he suffered. And so do we. Now that we've spent the week looking at the thought why God allows these trials to come into our life, we can go back to James chapter number 1, verse number 2. For James said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. When these troubles come, we do not rejoice in them, but we rejoice because we know they're doing something to develop us for Christian service. And then the things that come in our life will display through us a Christ similarity. The thorns that come in our life will demonstrate to us Christ's sufficiency. And the tribulation that comes into our life will drive us to Christ's side. Are you suffering today? Then, my friend, don't blame it on the devil. If you're saved and surrendered to God, God is doing something to make you a better Christian for his glory. Father, honor your word, help your people. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study his word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you pray for us? And then as the Lord directs your heart, sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.